The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
All right, well, we've been doing a feature in relation to businesses coping and adapting to the COVID lockdown. And of course, the fitness sector has been greatly impacted with a closure of all gyms. Joining us on the line now is from the company Rypt. That's YT, R-Y-P-T. Cormac O'Byrne, welcome to the programme. So how have you made the best of a bad situation, Cormac?
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me on today. So I guess, yeah, like all other businesses, we have had to adapt how we're doing things. Luckily for us, we had a fully remote team already, so it didn't hugely impact our day-to-day operation of our business. But as you know, it has massively affected our customers. So our customers would be a mixture of gyms and individual coaches who have their own businesses, and then sports teams as well. So I guess the immediate impact was with all sports being suspended and all gyms closing. That, you know, our any deals that we were working on in the short term were ultimately postponed as well.
And just tell us, before the close down, you specialised in, was it one-to-one work with personal trainers and coaches, people who would be working with teams? Was that your USP as such?
Yeah, so yeah, Rypt is a software platform that connects coaches with their clients, and it enables them to create individualised workout programmes and then deliver these programmes to an app where they can then monitor their clients' performance and progress. So yeah, we were working with a wide range of customers from, you know, high performance sports teams, like we had say the likes of Swim Ireland and Kerry GAA as customers, and then also, you know, commercial gyms as well.
So you're really talking about almost professional elite athletes there.
Yeah. Well, we have a wide range of users, really, from kind of elite athletes to, you know, your average person who goes to the gym and wants to follow a program and get fit, you know. So a wide range.
So given that their professional sports were stopped, they just didn't require your services anymore. Is that it?
Well, no, that's the thing, you know. With these restrictions now, coaches are forced to work remotely. So on the flip side, we've actually seen a huge increase in the interest in our product as well, which has been really positive, and not just here, but globally, you know.
Right. So tell us the adaptations you made.
Well, I guess what we were trying to do is be mindful of our customer base and what they're going through, you know. A lot of uncertainty, and with their facilities closing, they don't necessarily have a solid revenue stream. So the way we deliver our product, we always delivered it on a free trial initially basis, but just for coaches to trial with a single client. And basically, we just increased that. Increase the allowance in the free trial to help coaches adapt really to this new way of working without taking on any costs initially.
And you have customers in the UK, the US and Australia, further afield, is global.
Yeah. So the majority of our customers would be in Ireland, because we only launched the product last year. But yeah, we have customers now in the UK, Australia, the US, and then all over Europe as well, really. Turkey, Germany, Spain, all around the world, really.
And tell me, because, you know, I've heard of a premium model, but I you know, as a profiteer myself, I don't like the idea of a freemium model. What's that?
Yeah, well, it's allowing your customers to try your product and see the value and benefits in it, and then ultimately trying to convert them to paying subscribers after a certain period of time.
Oh, it's kind of loss leader, hello money kind of thing. Oh, I understand that. All right, yeah.
Yeah. It's been very positive for us so far. We've had a lot of people taking up the offer, and we're beginning to see, you know, conversions coming in now. So, you know, we have still managed to be able to grow during this time.
And tell us a little bit about Rypt. When did you set up? How many do you employ? Where do you operate from?
Well, at the moment, our base is really Dublin, but as I was saying, we have a fully remote team, so We have three of us working full time at the moment and another four on a part time basis. And we have some in Dublin, some in Galway, Madrid, Montevideo in Uruguay, and Brazil as well. We have some developers over there. So,
all right. And just tell us again your website if people want to get in touch for this freemium model. What's the website or how do they get in touch?
It's www.ripped.app, and they can sign up for a free trial there and also book a demo with the team as well to be taken through the product.
All right. We wish you every continued success and we're happy to highlight those businesses who've had to adapt and transform to survive. When do you hope to open again the gyms?
Well, some gyms are, and that's what we've been looking at with some of our customers. We've been getting a lot of feedback around that. They're hoping to open their doors in kind of late July, and you know we've been kind of adapting our product for that as well.
6 weeks
to help
away.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. on a very restricted basis. So we're actually looking at how we can help them manage that as well.
What am I saying? 6 weeks is 10 weeks, actually. Yeah. All right. Okay. We wish you well. The founder of Ripped.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan, innovation that excites.